KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, the regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And of course, a big part of it is going to be that trail going between Eureka and Arcata, known as the Bay Trail, which is a rail with trail project. At this point, it's just proposed. But last time we spoke with the folks in Ukiah about their rail with trail, it was also just proposed. Now it is under construction, and joining Emily and myself, we have got Ben Kageyama. He is the senior civil engineer there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Indeed. So first off, Ben, congratulations on getting under construction with this project.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited. It's been a long time since this project's been envisioned. It goes back about 15 years ago since it was first brought up in the Ukiah Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan. And it's been through a lot of discussion, and the community's very excited about this.
Fantastic. And how big of a trail are we looking at here?
It's about, for this first phase, we're looking at about 3/4 of a mile, and it runs adjacent to our downtown between Gobi Street on the south and Clara Avenue on the north, crosses Perkins in the middle.
Okay, and you were saying this is the first phase. When it's all completed, how long will it be?
Well, we're looking, our next phase, we're looking at another 3/4 of a mile south to Commerce Drive, which takes it down to our big big shopping area down there, and then north to the city limit line. So probably a couple miles. The city's only about three miles along the railroad tracks, mm-hmm. north to south. So
it'll be almost the whole city.
Yeah, from there, we had a rail with trail, Mendocino County corridor plan done for the whole county. So the next, for the county, the next phase would be from the city limit line north. So that would be up to the county to extend it up towards Lake Mendocino Drive.
So this is a rail with trail project. That's the same thing that we're going to be doing here around Humboldt Bay. What kind of hoops did you have to jump through to get this approved?
Well, we started, the NCRA is the owner of the railroad tracks with...
same with us.
Yes, with Northwestern Pacific is the contract operator. And we had to go to their board meeting a couple times to present the project. And ultimately, we had unanimous support from the NCRA board, went back to get the license agreement approved. And now we have a 25-year lease agreement with the NCRA for the full extent of the Ukiah city limits.
And that really is a huge step of kind of being one of the first communities here on the North Coast to, you know, figure out a license and lease agreement with the NCRA, and that is really going to serve as a model for the city of Arcata and the county for the development of the Bay Trail. So for a while I've been waiting in earnest and be like, oh, how is the city of Ukiah going to do it? So, you know, we can all kind of learn together and really make, you know, trail projects like this happen across, you know, more of the NCRA line.
Right. Because not only is this a rail with trail project, you're dealing with the same entity, the North Coast Railroad Authority. So it's it is definitely a good model for us to take a look at and see, you know, how you guys have had success and where we can go from there.
Right. So we did have to go through an extensive review process with them, with the NCRA, the NWP, as well as the California Public Utilities Commission on the street crossings of the trail. From they're responsible for rail safety at all crossings, street crossings.
Right. Now in Ukiah, the trains are actually running and are active. Is that correct?
No.
No, they're not.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. But they expect to be?
They do expect to be.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So, is this trail, are we looking at, this is a paved class one, is that what we're looking at?
Right. We've got about 10 foot wide of asphalt concrete pathway with 2 foot wide graded shoulders on each side.
Wonderful. And what is it that separates the trail from the tracks?
There is a 3.5 foot chain link fence. It'll be black coated chain link fence along the side of the trail, and that's a requirement of the NCRA's guidelines for rail trail guidelines.
That seems reasonable. And something that we could probably emulate here on the North Coast, wouldn't you say so, Emily?
Yeah, and you know there have, especially on the Bay Trail and the Eureka Waterfront Trail, has been you know both the cities and the county have been staying in you know close review with NCRA and WP Coast staff with draft designs. And one of the questions really was, you know, does fencing need to be implemented as soon as the trail is implemented, or can it be a condition that the jurisdiction would put the fencing in if rail service resumed? So, you know, I think the NCRA and NWPCO would like to see the fencing in, you know, immediately, but that does add significant, you know, cost. So it's great that the city of Ukiah was able to, you know, really factor that into their cost estimates and really able to make it happen at once.
Right. We were considering deferring that, but we decided it'd be better just to do it. The other cost issue we had was with trail lighting. We did add trail lighting for the length of this trail, and there's solar powered units.
Wonderful. So, with regard to the fencing, I don't know if you have this number at your fingertips, but what kind of cost per mile for the fencing was it?
I don't have that in front of me. No, I don't have my cost estimates.
Okay. Because I guess the big difference here is that rail service return is imminent in Ukiah, certainly not here on the North Coast. So being able to defer that seems like something that we might be able to do, but who knows?
Yeah, that's certainly what you know the municipalities up here are really going to be looking towards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Ben, I was curious how, especially kind of in the 15 years that this trail has been an idea and recognized as a need for a north-south, you know, connection for non-motorized users within Ukiah, you know, how has the community and business support kind of, you know, changed as the trail project is coming to fruition now?
Well, we've always enjoyed very, very strong support from the community. I don't know. I think we're in construction right now. We have a portion of it paved, a good portion of it paved, and they're continuing with the work. So people are just excited to see it actually happening.
What kind of use do you expect once this is complete?
That's yet to be seen, but the way what we've been hearing is that because there is so much support, I think we are going to get a lot of bicyclists and pedestrians using it, and we're encouraging a lot of people to use this so that it becomes a very high visibility, well used corridor, and we want people to feel safe, of course.
So Ben, I have a question for you. Since you guys have gone through this and it's in construction right now as we speak, If there was one piece of advice that you could give to our community, who is we're of course have not begun construction yet, it's still in the planning phase. If there's one piece of advice you could pass along to us that might help us, what would that be?
Well, it just takes persistence. You have to just keep at it. Keep at it to get the funding in place. We did get a grant from Caltrans for BTA funds and from Mendocino Council of Governments as well. And to the credit of City Council, we were able to fund the remaining amount that we needed. Having that strong support was really important to getting the funding in place. Having the persistence to keep the project moving, going through the steps, going through the review process, going before the NCRA board, getting the approval of the license agreement, that was really huge. I think just persistence and getting the support of the project is what it took. And these kind of projects, I think, inherently do have a lot of support from the public. So we have that behind our back.
So you were mentioning that you got a 25-year lease agreement from NCRA. So a couple questions. First off, what does that lease agreement cost the city? And why just 25 years?
This license agreement, I think we even got our first draft of it from the City of Arcata's draft license mm-hmm. agreement. It was something that was discussed with the NCRA board, but ultimately it was issued without any cost.
Okay.
There is a cost, of course, and that is that the city's going to be maintaining the trail and the vegetation on the trail side of the tracks.
Okay,
but we've been doing that actually quite a bit of that work over the years. Anyway.
But as far as use of the right of way, there's no cost to the city.
That's correct.
Excellent. Okay, and the 25 years, that number came from what?
I think that came from the draft. I'm not sure. Where it originally came. I think it was in the draft Arcata agreement. But, of course, you know, it will be renewed, or it mm-hmm. can be renewed. I think it was to have a date, an ending date, and I don't know what the legal reasons are for structuring it that way.
I guess if it didn't work out for some reason or another, they would have a legal out.
Yes, but it's long enough out there that the city will do this investment in the, mm-hmm. that corridor.
Excellent.
And is the city planning to work in maintenance of the trail as just part of the regular workflow of maintenance on other city streets and city properties, or are you looking to have a separate sort of a funding stream for maintenance of the trail?
I believe it's just going to be incorporated into our normal activities. It is designed, the structural section is designed to handle vehicles, so we could use the street sweeper, for example, to make a regular run on the trail. Mm-hmm. We do have access. We wanted to make sure we maintain vehicle access for police and emergency vehicles.
Sounds good. All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, it does my heart good seeing this project moving forward. I guess the last time we spoke, it was just a conceptual thing back in 2013. So here it is getting constructed right now.
Yeah, and if the weather holds, we're expected to complete by the end of the year. They're making good progress.
And, good.
And if we have enough work days, there's no reason not to finish it.
Great. Can't wait to take a ride on it, too.
We certainly encourage everybody to use this trail.
Yeah, great.
Fantastic. Alrighty. What other trail things do we need to look at, Emily?
Well, just there was the commercial right before Happy Trails started,
right,
for a fundraiser for remaining section of the Arcata Ridge Trail.
Yeah.
So that's coming up soon, in a week and a half. We have a couple options for next week, so we'll always kind of change it up every week. But thank you very much, Ben Kageyama from the city of Ukiah, for talking about the Rail with Trail project. And if anyone is heading south, you know, maybe kind of get off at Ukiah and check it out. It's in progress and soon to be complete and very exciting. So thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Cliff.
You bet. Alrighty. And Emily, thanks again for pulling all this together. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com.
Happy Trails to you.